Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus, looking for the best of the best. That's how Kentucky Farm Bureau characterizes its search for Kentucky Farmer of the Year. Mike Tobin, Farm Bureau Commodity Division Director, says the nomination period is underway now, running through July 2nd.
The contest is open to individuals who are 21 years of age or older. They must be a farmer, member of a farm family, actively involved in Kentucky agriculture, with farming as the main source of income.
County Farm Bureau presidents may nominate one person from their county each year. Tobin says three finalists will be selected by August, and then judges will complete on-farm visits by mid-September.
We want to recognize Farm Bureau members for their commitment to agriculture, their excellence in agriculture, efficiency, and their farming practices, commitment to local communities, civic organizations, and how involved they are with farming, agriculture, and involvement in their local communities.
Eligibility and guidelines are included with the application and can be downloaded at kyfb.com/federation. That's kyfb.com/federation. We'll be right back.
Congratulations! You're going to receive $1 million.
Ah, but why me?
Because you got your college degree.
No, I just went to high school.
Whoops. Wrong house, everyone.
Wait!
Wrong one.
Wait.
During their working lives, college graduates typically earn $1 million more than high school graduates. Don't let that money pass you by. Advance your career by visiting knowhowtogoky.org so you can claim your million.
Wait.
That's knowhowtogoky.org, part of the unbridled spirit of Kentucky.
Farm Bureau's Mike Tobin says the Farmer of the Year nominees will be judged for efficiency in farming practices, sound financial management, and leadership in Farm Bureau and civic organizations. The three finalists will each receive $250.
The applications are due July 2nd. Mid-August, three finalists will be selected, and then in between mid-August and mid-September, the judges will visit the three finalists, and after mid-September, one will be chosen, Farmer of the Year. That announcement will be made at the 2012 Kentucky Farm Bureau Annual Conference in December at the Galt House in Louisville.
At the annual meeting, the winner receives a commemorative award and $1,000 and prepares for the next step.
They will represent Farm Bureau and Kentucky Agriculture at the 2013 Sun Belt Expo in Moultrie, Georgia.
That will be October 2013, at which time Kentucky's winner also receives $2,500 from Swisher International and $500 from Southern States Cooperative. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.